You need a translate. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Oh. Hold me your translate.
I'm going to translate. Okay. I'm going to translate myself.
Okay. Anyone need a earphone?
That's okay. I'm going to translate. Okay. 你们有些人可能知道我母亲去世上个月去世，我想可能我最好还是在这里讲几句关于她的生平吧。Some of you may know my mother passed away last month, and she attended this church before. So some of you knew her and expressed sympathy. So I probably think I need to talk about her a little bit. My mother is very, very ordinary woman. So I keep thinking anything about extraordinary or something she did unusual, but I could not think of anything. So, 我母亲呢是一个非常非常平凡的妇女。我想了很久，我想没有什么好讲的，就是她一生很平凡，没有做过什么让人感到很惊奇的事情。这个，我也想找了她的相片，找了很久。然后我没还没找到
我再问一下
我还没找到比这更老一点的相片，这个是相当于我们这个年龄，就是稍微年轻一点，这个
有了，
这个小孩是我的儿子，他小的时候是没有找到更老的相片。I was looking for her pictures and I could not find anyolder than this. That's probably she was the age I am right now, probably a little bit younger. The kid is my son, who was my son when he was little. So I could not find anything about her life before. But in my memory, I have a little bit, not much, but a little bit, because she was so ordinary. 所以在这之前的事情，我记得一点点她的事以前的事情，但是像她小孩的事，像我小的时候的事情，我记得一点点，但是不是很多，因为她是非常非常平凡的妇女。My mother met my father when at work, just like millions of Chinese did. They met at work and get married. 我母亲和我父亲在工作过，因为工作的关系见了面，然后呢，结了婚。就像很多的中国人在生。以前的生活就这样，他们在工作在一起，然后相识，然后结婚。然后我母亲我爸是出生一个地主家庭，然后我妈是出生一个工人家庭。So I have to explain a little bit about this. My father was born from a landlord. My mother was born from a laborer family. I have to explain a little bit for the English speaking people. Landlord does mean, it means you have land and you rent out to somebody to make a living. My father was born a family.Called a landlord. That's because in the 50s, Communist Party kind of classified almost about everyone to a family where you're born from. So, 就是我父亲，因为那个时候五十年代，因为共产党上来以后，他们把所有的中国人都划分了成分，然后我父亲就是划成地主成分。这个原因呢，是因为我祖父他是私塾老师，他不是他没有地，但是当时划成分的时候呢，那个人问他你是靠什么生活，靠什么来生活，他说我就是教起小孩认几个字写几个字，他说他们问他那你不是靠做手上的工作，就是靠手来劳动来生活了。他一想，是啊，我没有做过活，我没有到地里去干过活，也没到工厂做过事。他说是的，我不是干活的。所以他们说，那你就是地主了。他一想，对呀，那我就是地主了，因为我没这个没靠手靠不靠手来不靠手劳动来生活的。所以 that's the story of my grandfather. When in the 1950s, when the Communist Party classified everybody according to their family they're born from, my grandfather being asked, what do you make a living with? He said, I just teach little kids because I know how to write a little bit.I don't know how to read a little bit. So I just need to teach kids, the little kids learn how to write a little bit and how to write a bit, how to read a little bit. So people ask him, so you're not making a living by your hands.So you're not work on land, you're not work on factory, so you are landlord, right? And he thought about it. Yes, I'm landlord. So he didn't know the implication behind it. He didn't know what the consequence behind it. So he said, okay, I'll be landlord. So in that, after that, he's been classified as landlord. So 从那以后，他的，所以从他的户口和他的这个，个人档案，甚至我父亲的个人档案都是地主。所以从那以后，那就很多很多很多很多的故事，我就不能再讲了。So after that.I have to explain that. So everybody, this background, this record is on your hukou. That means your resident registration. Your personal records, archived records, everything. It's on the records. You are born from a landlord. That, even that behind isIn the communist dictionary, that means you exploit people for living. So from there, you are a bloodsucker. That's what is behind it. You are a bloodsucker. So after that, 50s, 60s, and 70s, that consequence, he didn't know, my grandfather didn't know that consequence. So, 从那以后，因为是在户口和那个他的档案上，我们从小的时候就记忆，就是有点记忆，就是在上学的时候，就小孩子会在背后议论我们，
就是背后他因为他的家庭背景是地主，然后在背后依赖我们，在这个那个老师和这个可能那些行政人员或者党的代表会对我们有另外的眼光看待，就是说那个以后这个在你的提升啊什么什么以后这些都在你档案以后都会有影响。我母亲就在这个时候呢，他就出来就甚至有时候他甚至会他好像去跟人家争论，然后把我们的成分改了，因为他的成分是工人，他的父亲是打铁匠打铁的，所以他把我的父把我们的身份，我们小孩，我和哥那时候妹还没出生，就是和我哥的身份都改成工人，因为他可以说，因为我可以从父也可以从母啊，因为我是工人出身，所以他就改成工人。然后在小学有人议论，他会走进办公室给人家大声吵人，就是说我的小孩是工人家庭出身，你们不能这样对待他们，然后你们也不能在背后议论他，因为他我的是工人家庭，我是纯种工人家庭，所以他们都是纯种，所以这样他会能够给人家吵人。所以一个平凡的妇女在这个要保护他的小孩的时候，那个时候你要想象给共产党去吵架是不大有好后果的，所以他会到去给人吵论，然后就说一个平凡的妇女在保护他小孩的时候，他会有非常非常不平凡的勇气。然后 so my mother he could have done to argue with somebody or even a shouting match with somebody. He says, my children is born from a laborer family. My father was a blacksmith, is a laborer, is a pure brother. So she said she could argue with even a shouting match with somebody.You guys cannot treat them differently. You cannot, they are pure blood as well. So, that in our memory, an ordinary woman had extraordinary courage when it comes to the time to protect the children. That's what I remember my mother about my mother, when we were kids.She was in our memory, she was like a dominant figure in our family. We better listen to her when she speaks. When my father speaks, we just probably ignore her, him. he didn't speak anyway, so he's just like a lot of Chinese father.Just sit there and don't say anything about teaching children or anything. But when my mother speaks, we better listen. So she was so dominant figure to us. Then that's what we remember her with. 后来因为这样的，后来当我们长大以后，就发现当我长大以后就发现她是一个非常非常个子很小很小很弱小的女子，而且她有一点非常非常依赖，就是特别是我们上大学然后出去工作以后特别是依赖，然后就是和老师说你们都走了，我就留下我们一个老人独立生活了，然后还老想跟我们在一起生活，然后他特别是我父亲去世以后，他非常非常好像给我的印象非常非常依赖有依赖性的这个女性。When we grew up, I realized she was so little, she was so tiny woman, So she, also she was very, very dependent on clinging. What I used was clinging. She just want to be live with somebody like my brother, either my brother or me or myself. Especially after we graduated college and went out the town to work, and she will keep saying she was lagging about you guys just flew away and grew up and flew away, leave us alone, and we could not find anybody to depend on. So I just found that she was so clingy and tight dependent. Since then, can we go back one slide? So after I come to the United States, I invite her come to the United States, live with us, visiting us once for a while, and it goes on for a few years. So that's myself and my sister. That's after my father passed away. So just to be relief, a little bit of her concern and fear and worry.从那以后，我就经常邀请他到美国来跟我们住一段，然后就让他不要太担心，不要。老是担心啊，老是好像担忧之类的。So I wish I would had the courage she had walk into somebody's offices. I'm a U.S. citizen. She should follow me for my category. She should be a citizen as well, so she can live here forever. But I didn't, considering this, considering that, I didn't do that. It just was all kinds of reasons. I was希望能够给他办永久居民，像他当年走进有些人的办公室，就是说我是美国公民，他应该也是美国公民。我当时我没有那样的勇气，然后考虑这个考虑那个，最后我就还是让他回家独立生活。当然了，我哥也在上海，就回上海生活。So eventually, for all kinds of reasons, she went back to live alone, a little bit close by to my brother, but lives alone independently in Shanghai. But the bright thing happened here is, can we go to the last slide? The bright thing happened here when she lived here is she found God. She was baptized in this church. 有意义的事情呢，她到这里生活的时候，这个期间呢，她找到了上帝，他发现了上帝，然后他在这里受洗。就从那以后，他回到上海以后生活了，我就发现他非常的，好像没有那么多的担心，没有那么多的挂虑，然后很平静的生活，直到那个新冠期间了，那是另外的故事了。So after that, she went back to China and lived in by herself, a little bit close to my brother. But she was, I found she was an independent woman. She was in her 80s, but she independently lived. She didn't have much worry, peacefully. So I would like to think, because she found God. She had belief. So, 我就相信她，因为是她发现了上帝，所以她能够独立生活，能够而且很平静的平安的生活。 啊，最后直到了新冠的时候，但是那个时候另外的故事了。然后啊 ，OK， 下一个 ，So that's I like to believe. After that, that's close to the this year sometime. She keep asking, "Why can't you?" I was planning to.Go back to visit her by October, late October or November. But she kept asking me, why don't you come back earlier? We may not have enough time. I didn't know that she probably at the time, she knew it's her time. She wanted to see me one last time. 所以我当时他，我计划是十月份、十一月份回去看望他，然后在这个时就是今年这个期间，他老是暗示或者就提出来，你是不是能早点回来看看我？然后我没有多少时间了，我以为他是就是想我了或者什么，要我早点回去看看他，但是。后来我在想，他可能知道他的时间是到了，所以他就暗示要我早点回去再看的最后一眼。就是到上个月的时候，我的兄弟、我弟弟、我哥哥就告诉我他是确实病得很重，没有多少时间，所以我就决定就是那个时候就上个月吧就回去，然后回去的时候。就我哥哥说了，他在这个之前，我到了上海的时候，他说在之前他已经没有反应，对任何人没有反应了已经。然后我去看他的时候，我喊了他，然后我告诉我来了，他艰难地睁开了眼睛看了我一眼，就是在前就是在这个在这前一夜，他说看了我一眼。So when I arrived in Shanghai.My brother told me she is not responsive at all, not to anybody. But when I close to her bed, I called her, I talked to her, and she hardly, but she opened her eye and looked at me. Maybe that's the one last time she wants to see me. And then that's the day, that's the night before.Then the next morning she passed away and God took her. 这就是他的，我想可能就是他的我要说的。Okay. Thank you. She went peacefully, very peaceful the next morning.
谢谢姜辉弟兄见证。我站在这边啊，是应该是离林面近一点啊。刚才在第一堂开始的时候，高弟兄提到说，我们今天来到这是赴一个宴席啊。如果你来得早的话，听到高弟兄的分享。那其实，在两个星期以前，我们还有另外一个宴席。今天受带领同工的委托，我就跟大家报告和回顾一下，就是在八月中旬我们这个退休会退休会的，刚才高弟兄其实在他的分享里边提到了好几次包括那个十字架一会儿我们会看到，我准备了几张照片这个退休会呢，今年的主题就是在神的光中行，跟我们今年信息的主题是一致的我们的焦点在于亲近神也是跟随神，这两个焦点要达到目标，就是我们要跟神建立美好的关系，促进我们跟神的关系，还有跟弟兄姐妹的连接这个英文讲的比较好，我今天讲中文If you listen to English, you need a microphone. We have translation in background. 好，谢谢。英文讲的比较好叫做 bonding, 就是跟弟兄姐妹的帮顶，就像我们的关系要像被胶水粘住一样，就是那种关系。我个人的领受，这些信息你先不用slide 先不用翻啊。我个人的领受就是这两个目的在我的体会里边都达到了。我不知道去参加退休会的弟兄姐妹有没有同感啊，看到弟兄姐妹点头啊，阿们，是达到了这个目的。但是好像是说我们大家都知道一个退休会是什么事情。今天要分享什么呢？我今天分享的原因是个很大的原因，是我们今年的退休会有好几项是破纪录的。第一个纪录是他距离家最近，近到什么程度呢？我们有的弟兄姐妹信息一堂也没落，活动一场也没少参加全部的都参加了，但是能够回家睡觉，就是这么近而且还有一个副产品，当退休会结束了，弟兄姐妹回家的时候，顺便就到其他的，我们有弟兄姐妹种菜的，到他们菜园子里边去摘菜，据说是去了两家的菜园，然后去的人说这个就跟扫荡一样，人过之后就像蝗虫飞过了，菜园里的东西都不见了我不是那里边的蝗虫，但是我后来也享受到弟兄姐妹分享的那个菜，其实也是吃到了这个菜园子里的菜这是一个副产品就是那么近第二个破纪录的是我只能说在神的恩典里边，所有的事情是自力更生的什么是自力更生呢？一方面就是那个场地给我们的，它没有食堂我想我们以前我没有参加过这样的退休会，就是没有食堂，而且我们也没有点外卖所有的食物都是弟兄姐妹自己预备的这个是什么样的分量，大家可以想象一下几十个人两天的时间在一起到底是这预备这个饭食到底是一个什么样的工作量我想我从旁边看到，我是觉得是不小的一个工作量，但是这神的恩典，神在我们中间有这些器皿我们这个也是享受了丰盛的这个好几顿的丰盛的饭食，这是我们身体上的需要。我们属灵的食物这也是个破纪录的，所有的信息都是从我们中间的弟兄们出来的这个很重要不是说我们好像是没从外边请讲员当然好像是花费低一点这不是重点，重点是我们中间的弟兄们的信息跟我们有一个非常紧密的连接高弟兄的信息讲到七把钥匙，七把进入国度天国的钥匙，我们讲到这个这些信息录下来了，我一会儿我会 upload 到我们的网站教会的网页，大家可以回去听，是给我们非常贴近我们自己的聚会和我们的生活的。那 Tony 弟兄讲到关系跟神的关系跟人的关系第三堂信息是洪明弟兄的，讲到肢体身体的原则讲到这个第三堂信息我要稍微解释一下，因为弟兄美托说做这个 report 的时候星期五圣明弟兄就问我说，真夫你星期天要去汇报这个关于退休会，我说是，我说圣明如果你去汇报的话你讲的重点是什么，讲什么，圣明说神的意念高过我们的意念神的道路高过我们的道路这就是他说这是他心里边的第一个重点为什么这么讲呢？其实我们在筹备这个退休会的时候是以扶持年轻人为主的年轻人和他们家长，因为所有的信息都是用英文准备的，而且也请到了像 Dave Loveland 经常在我们中间给我们信息的，他也会给我们英文的信息，当初是这么安排的但是报名之后我们发现呢年轻人非常少，也许是我们选的时间不够好，年轻人非常少，只有两三位而且来的弟兄姐妹大多数是能听懂中文的只有一两位不能听懂中文的，但是我们想还是英文还是可以，大家还是可以听得懂英文的，就还是这么继续往前。但是就是在退休会是从星期六开始，但是星期三晚上的时候我们听到Dave Loveland 因为他的姐妹Pamela 被主接去 啊，他其实因为要一方面他碰到这种状况，另外一个还要准备一些这个追思礼拜的这些事情，所以就不现实了。他来再来我们中间，这个星期三发生这个事情，在星期六到我们中间给信息，这个事情变得不是那么现实啊。所以在紧急之下，我们就是请洪明弟兄预备了一篇中文的信息。我想这个事情就是本来我们不是这么预备的，但是我们到了一个光景啊，神就给了我们一篇中文的信息啊。所以那篇信息我的印象也是非常深刻的啊。讲到肢体啊，当然圣经上有很多例子，洪明弟兄也用了很多的例子，他其中用的一个说是踢足球的，他说肢体，每肢体，我们身体上每一个肢体都很重要啊，就像一个球队啊，足球的足球场上一个球队，这里边有主力队员啊，也有些队员呢不是那么主力，但是你如果把技术最差的那个队员两个队员罚下去或者让他们下场的话，那这个球队也是溃不成军的啊。这是讲到说，其实就是我们在一个身体里边，我们的肢体其实没有说哪个更重要哪个不重要，就是每一个肢体都是必要的，我们一个也不可缺少。所以这些都是啊我们在信息里边所领受的啊。这是讲到信息的预备啊。那下面还讲到就是，既然我们这么，我叫自力更生应该不是很准确了，但是因为这是神的供应，但是神是借着这些器皿来供应我们的啊。所以我要讲一讲就是在这些事情上的预备啊，因为我们不是表彰大会，但是我希望弟兄姐妹知道，要做这么一个退休会，我们聚在一起，我们需要到底有哪些事情要做啊？但你要听听这些事情，就知道说我们需要多少的器皿一起来参与。那其中一个就是先从场地的联络和场地的去场地现场勘察开始。其实我们是分了两批两次啊去现场勘察，看那里有什么啊，我们可以在那里做什么啊，缺什么我们可以自己准备什么。然后讲到这个，你人去了要入住，需不需要房间分配啊，钥匙分发呀，最后结束了还要把钥匙收上来，这些事情都是要有弟兄姐妹去服侍的啊。包括到了尤其是饭食，我们刚才讲到饭食的事情，这次饭食的事情我其实是亲眼看到很多的弟兄姐妹在提前一两个星期就开始筹算啊，就要不要花冤枉钱，又要让弟兄姐妹吃得好，开始筹算啊，然后来回的设计，然后采购了之后，因为我们毕竟不是这个专业的啊，有的家里的冰箱放不下啊，就还要分发到派发的不同的弟兄姐妹家，先帮助储存和帮助一起预处理，然后还要带到现场，再到现场处理，再在那里享用啊，这些是需要很多的精力。那信息的预备就更不用说了，我想一篇信息的预备，大家其实觉得一篇信息啊，那么大概四五十分钟，其实这个预备也很不容易的啊。我刚才放了几个，我一会儿放几个 slide 啊，我觉得这么一个简单的分享，也弄我好几个小时去准备这个事情。那他们一篇信息下来，没有十个八个小时是不可能的啊。有的弟兄其实跟我讲，他的一篇信息要三十多个小时，这是不容易的一件事情，又是从我们中间自己出来，所以。这些都是神放在我们中间给我们的供应，是借着这些器皿供应我们啊。我们感谢神，也感谢这些弟兄姐妹的摆上啊。还有就是在现场的时候，我们在那里边那个聚会的地方就是一个空房间啊。但是一会儿你会啊，其实这张照片你也可以看到，我们在聚会什么都有哈、啊。其实这个 projector 这些音响啊，桌椅都是藏在储藏间的啊，自己 set up。在这里什么都有，这是场地的预备，也是要弟兄姐妹去动手一起。还有我们也有一些活动，我不知道我们中间肯定有人打过这个叫做 disc golf， 就是用打高尔夫的方法去扔飞盘，简单的说啊，这个飞盘向雨边吧，应该是带了一大堆飞盘去，我帮助我们一起来有这个活动。我知道打高尔夫的时候会丢球，但是没想到扔飞盘也会丢飞盘呢，有的扔到房顶上的我们这个年纪也不能上墙爬屋了，就丢了啊。有的进了草丛里边的啊，我们也不能跋山涉水的把它找回来啊。这些都是有弟兄姐妹的摆上啊。还有很重要的就是去参加的弟兄姐妹，他们在那里一起那个 enjoy， 一起这个投入啊。一会儿大家，我有一个还有几张照片在最后大家看的时候，你看那照片呢， 你要看那些，如果我们搞活动的时候，你看看观众，看那观众是怎么投入的，而是看他弟兄姐妹的一起的投入，整个的聚会下来充满了欢声笑语，所以这是真的是一个很好的宴席。那当然这些属灵的供应里边我们有这些，你看这个照片上放的是这个早上分组，我们分组晨更的时候，是我们在刚才高弟兄放那个十字架，在那下面一起祷告完了之后分组晨更。那再往下我就想再下一张照片啊，我想跟大家介绍呢，再走一下，这是个 disc golf 大家玩的时候的照片啊，再往下走一下呢，我想给大家介绍啊，这是最后的合影啊，这不是最后的合影啊，这是星期六那个合影，然后其实星期天还有弟兄姐妹啊去的，但是那张照片没有放在这里。我还想到这儿，我想加一句，就是其实我们在那边我说的这个破纪录啊，离家近，还有一个什么好处，我们其实在那里有一个午饭，我们也吃到了地道的四川辣酱，很宝贵啊。这是我们在星期六的一个合影。下一张照片我想给大家介绍，就是有一首歌是专门为这个退休会的，我相信大家都没有听过这首歌，因为它在昨天之前还不存在啊，所以呢我跟大家介绍一下这个歌词，因为对于整个退休会我的感受里边其实就在这个歌词里边了，也在这儿歌词呢也向大家报告这个退休会当时有一些什么样的事情包括在这中间啊。所以这个歌词你看到它是讲到从最小的小孩，你看照片是一个小孩子，也到也有 old and wise， 那有年长的，年长到将近90岁的啊，白发苍苍的，白发代表着智慧和荣耀。我们聚在一起，是 under open， 就是在开了的天空下面聚在一起。为什么这么说呢？其实当我们聚在一起欢欢喜喜的，我相信天上的神是用笑脸向着我们啊，所以天对我们是开的。这个 Heartland 的地方呢，就是我们退休会的地方，营地的名字叫 Heartland 啊，我们是一个很短的距离就到那儿了，在那儿两天的时间，在主的同在里边，在圣灵的流里边，在圣灵的带领里边，我们度过那两天的时间。第一段的歌词啊，看下一页第二段，讲到是说我们有这个早上的晨更啊，高弟兄刚才哦，这个同感一零啊，高弟兄刚才讲到早晨的阳光，这个 break 就是阳光把这黑暗打破的时候，我们一起站在晨曦里边，在那个十字架下面一起祷告，一起去晨更。然后就是这个风和这个神的话就一起吹进来啊，说你看这 the breeze and the word 啊，圣经上说这个 breeze 就是风和圣灵和灵是同一个字啊，就真的是一起有那种感受，就是我们很甜蜜的就接受到啊，微风吹着啊，这个神的话同时也进到我们的心田，我们在一起成长啊，一起相信跟随主啊。下面这一页，再下面一页是这个叫副歌哈，说是我们是在神的光中行啊，我们爱在一起在神的光中行，在爱里边连接，在我们这个聚会 JKCCCC， 在我们聚会我们是高举神的名，所以我今天很少提到弟兄姐妹在那服侍的人的名字，我们是高举神的名，我们这是我们需要来 proclaim 来我们来宣告的一件事情。那再下一页就是这首歌的结尾啊，再往下翻一页啊，这是还有一个 bridge， 结尾之前一个 bridge， 讲到因为我加上这个 bridge 呢，是因为我们有这些活动啊，有这些这活动包括游戏，也包括外面的一些 action 这个体力的活动啊 ，disc golf 啊 ，hiking 啊，有弟兄方向感特别强的，领着怕我们丢了，领着我们 hiking。下面那一行讲到说是这个 meal， 就是这些饭食都是我们用自己的手准备的。然后这是我们在那儿，当然不是仅仅享受饭食而已啊。有一位弟兄跟我们在交谈里边提到我好几次，我们真的是在神的国度里边，在浴场神国度里边的那个光景啊。到有一天，就真的我们会在那种光景里，但是这几天真的是感到浴场神国的光景，所以是 taste of God's love 啊。所以这是这个歌词，那最后就是歌词的结尾。啊，我们是在神的光中行。那后边呢，我把这首歌放给大家啊听一下啊，就是大概三分钟的时间， 我的交通就结束在这里，请后边的弟兄把那个 MP4 放一下。
To the old and wise, we gathered as one under open skies. At Heartland we came just a short way to go. 2 days with the Lord, letting His Spirit flow. We will walk in the light of God.Side by side, united in His love. And GKCCCC, we lift Your name. Jesus, forever our hearts proclaim. Morning devotion, the sun breaking through.We prayed at the cross, our spirits renewed. The breeze and the word, how sweet to receive. Together we grow, together believe. We will walk in the light of God. Side by side.United in His love. At GKCCCC, we lift Your name. Jesus, forever our hearts proclaim. This golf and hike, His beauty displayed. Built by our own hands, served with care. A taste of God's love in the fellowship we share. We will walk in the light of God.
刚才有一些场景是我没有提到的，大家已经看到了，我不多说了。最后我想讲一点，这个关于这次不休破纪录，还有一个纪录我们破了，不是好的纪录，但是我想在这跟弟兄姐妹提，这次人数很少啊，人参加的人很少啊。刚才我们看到很多弟兄姐妹摆上，但是有点遗憾是我们有很多的人没有机会去参加，尤其是年轻人更少啊，所以我想可能如果你们能参加是像什么样的原因，是因为时间不方便，还是因为这个季节整个安排不方便，可以跟带领的同工们讲一下，然后将来我们在安排的时候多考虑弟兄姐妹的需要啊，有做的不周到的地方请大家这个反馈回来啊，希望就是既然弟兄姐妹有这个摆上，我们有在一起来享受 神给我们的这些供应和祝福啊，所以这是我想最后要跟大家一起劝勉的。
啊，弟兄姐妹们平安。
哎。
啊，感谢主。我今天，我上个月就准备要做这个见证，但是我没排上，所以我这个这个我就想我要第一个传群，但是还是没有排上。OK，Anyway。OK， 那我今天来分享的就是一些神的特性吧。在我们的理解当中，神的特性哈，就是说，会是信实的、恩慈的、圣洁的哈。那我在这里呢，我要讲一讲我自己的一点背景哈。我是福建福州来的，那我是2000年一月份到美国。那我在纽约大概有待了差不多2年吧，然后后来我就认识我先生，搬到兰卡去了。在兰卡那段时间呢，我大概住了10年多，然后又搬到这个 Kansas 来。那我是做那个餐饮业的，我们是经营餐馆的。搬到这个 Kansas 呢，也是因为有这个商业的一个机会啊，那也想就说这边的教育吧会比兰卡好，就是有两个原因搬到这边来。那在这边 Kansas 这边呢，我们是在那个 Opa Mall 里面有一个小小的一个 food court 的一个地方。那2016年底的时候吧，我们就结束了那边的生意。有很多原因了 ，OK， 这里我就不便多讲了。那2017年呢，我加入这个熊猫快餐哈，我在那边就是做这个，从这个正常的 regular associate 开始，然后就做到这个 assistant manager。那这段的时间呢，我很忙，就是一个礼拜哈，有的时候要工作50多个小时，就很累。那就说我在那边大概待了5年，然后2023年的时候呢，我就那边辞职了。那边我说哎呀，真的太累了。然后9月份呢，我就加到这个 Chick-fil-A 去，因为我加进去的原因是星期天不用上班。因为呢在那边做经理助理的时候呢，星期天早上和星期六晚上我就祷告上帝说，不要让我星期天早上接到电话说啊，我一个员工说我突然间不能来哦，因为你是经理嘛，所以你自己要去顶他的班。因为突然之间哈，你没办法去其他的店里面去搬员工过来，那我觉得很累。那我就说2023年的时候，我就加入到这个 Chick-fil-A 去了，说啊太好了，星期天可以正常来崇拜，我不用想着说啊、哦、哇要不要等着害怕会接到这个电话哈，没有了，这些苦都没有了，感谢神。我在这里呢，也就是特别讲到哈，就是这个神的一个特性，幽默风趣。你们有没有想过这个词会用在神的身上？我看到有人点头了，感谢主，是的。我在这里呢分享一点点例子哈。啊，你知道，就是说我在熊猫那边的时候，这个工作比较多了，就收入比较多，是不是？然后就说加入这个 Chick-fil-A 之后，收入少了很多，但是从来不缺乏。 感谢主。我还记得有一次哈，就是我特别印象非常深刻的哈，就是我送了一盒鸡蛋出去，但是回头我又收到了两盒鸡蛋，所以就说我说哇，真的是太幽默了哈，就是我经常的会收到。就是我朋友他们会给我送一些东西，然后当然教会里面有很多的弟兄姐妹会说菜啊什么东西都会有哈，就说真的丰富，真的供应很丰富。然后我记得有一次我一个朋友他送了我两盒那个土鸡蛋，然后说啊那我就给弟兄姐妹们一盒吧，然后我就送给弟兄姐妹一盒。哎，隔天星期天的时候，哎，我竟然回收到了两盒，一个极大的弟兄姐妹，他说，哎，这个鸡蛋给你吧。我说，哇、哦，我昨天才刚刚送出一盒，今天又收到两盒，感谢主。然后有时候就说，有时候、哦、我突然会在会在我的这个柜子的角落，突然找到一笔钱，真的我不知道。我不知道我记得是我没有放的，然后我问我先生，我说是不是你放在那里了，他说好像没有哎、欸、说啊感谢主，因为那时候我刚好真的需要一笔钱。然后我也来分享一下我儿子我们家老二舅哈，他是今年五月份 KU 毕业的。当然弟兄姐妹们也在都为他祷告，所以感谢主，也谢谢弟兄姐妹们。那他这个祷告我真的这个找工作哈，我真的非常觉得非常有趣哈，就是他这个他是通过这个就是那个 agent 哈，他是通过 agent 这样子，就说找到这个公司，然后他那个 agent 给他的 interview 的那个时间呢是一点，然后他是给他什么Central Standard Time 一点哈，然后呢，我说那你一点的话，那你要早点准备，就是他是 interview 的地方是在那个 Lawrence， 那我们家开到 Lawrence 要大概要45分钟吧。说、so, 那中间呢也还有一些小插曲哈，他是呢就是12点多哈，12点多才准备好一切出去出发的，大概12点半了才出游，想糟糕了肯定迟到了。 OK， 然后呢他结束完之后，就说他开车出去之后我也去上班了嘛，然后他结束完之后呢他打电话给我，我还想哎呦是不是在车路上发生什么车祸什么东西、哦、然后我听他的语气非常 calm， 我说你是不是在家了，我说他说对，我说好，那我就当时在上班不便说话，我说那好那我回去再说吧，这样那我下班回去，那我就问他，我说你是不是迟到了，他说没有啊，说我怎么会没有迟到，你说你12点半就才出去了，他说哦原来那个 agent 给他是那个central standing time，然后呢他这个是我们这边是 central time， 是不是 OK， 说有一个小时的不一样哈。然后他说我到了那边坐下来，然后那个CEO 他15分钟之后才见我的，然后他说这个程序就说进展非常顺利哈，然后他们就说当场就决定要这个录用他。那我就说啊好真的是。 真的是感谢主哈。他说你还在我印象当中说他肯定知道了嘛。那他呢就是也很开心，就说他被录用了吧，虽然只是就说可能就说跟那个 contract 这样子啊，就说可能是有几个试用期，但是说感谢主，这是一个也是一个好的开始哈。那还有一位呢，就是我想跟大家 share 就是我自己这个学习吧。我在中国的时候呢，就是比较早就辍学了。那我在就是 drop 那个 Panda Express 的那个工作的时候，我就讲啊，那时候我老大在大学最后一年，老二是最后两年，他说啊，孩子们差不多毕业了哈，那我也要去。肯定有我的这个学业了，因为我比较早辍学，我是所以呢就说这也是我的一个遗憾吧。我想现在就说有时间了就可以继续我的学习。那也非常感谢主，你知道我像我们这种年纪啊，这个记忆力肯定是衰退很多了。我第一次考那个 science 一次过，我跟你讲，我到现在我还模模糊糊的，我不知道怎么过的。真的感谢主，那就是说，因为这个也因为这个也给我一些勇气说啊，可以上帝在帮助我。那就是我感觉哈，我们的上帝他不仅是信实恩慈的，也同样是幽默风趣。好，感谢主，谢谢大家。
Hey everybody, I'm Davina.Yeah, sure. 我可以讲中文except 我有几个 passage 我会用英文念，那个就对我有点难。So maybe somebody could just like 临时帮协助我一下。我可以讲中文。Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm Davina. 不认识我的话，我是在这个教会长大的 ，like 婴儿就在这个教会。And 我现在已经长大了，And 有两个小孩子，我现在住台湾，我大概27岁的时候去台湾宣教 ，And 我本来就想就是一年的宣教就回来了 ，And then 就一直留，后来结婚了又生小孩了，我有两个小孩子，I'm so sorry, give me one second. My kids. I have number one, Nathan. Number two, Conrad. Can you picture? So these are my kids. And, 我现在住台湾了，然后在那边15年嘛，我忘记我几岁了。反正我在那边很久了。然后，我只是上来今天想上来分享上帝最近在我们 家庭做的一个新工作。我们家是有很多代，有好几代信主的。My grandma 在那里，然后他my grandpa 就是牧师 ，but he passed away， 一阵子前。And so 我就是在基督徒家庭长大的，然后在美国这里长大。And 我觉得从小在教会长大的时候，听到的圣经听的很多，听到的真理也会听到很多，学习的什么even 人生的一些属灵上的经典跟改变也经过很多个我去台湾去宣教服事也有很多时候可以经历神，就是很奇妙的。所以我知道在我这整个人生中我经历神很多次，只是不代表就一直会亲近主，不代表一直都会有主很 you know, 对主的信心都一直都存在。不能说我没有到个时候就是离开主， but 我最近在我们家里学了一个，应该神就在复兴我的心 ，like he always does in our hearts， and 我的堂妹的先生也是一个牧师，在台湾住我们家附近，我们搬到他们家附近，然后我妹妹也搬到他们那个 town。然后我们就在那边一直生小孩，一起在那边。我们小孩都很小，我的嘴打七岁，所以我们这小孩都七岁以下。然后在这两三年，我们去了一个新教会，那个之前就是 COVID， 所以我觉得我大概有五年没有固定就是本人去教会。然后生了小孩，我第一个小孩子的时候，我有一些有 chlamydia， 所以有危险，所以就是要留在家里，不能走来走去。And then， 到第二个小孩就是 COVID 最严重的时候，所以很多教会也变成线上的教会聚会。我真的就是，然后就那 baby 的时候，我们都睡不够，然后就很累，然后就觉得出门很难很难，所以我就大概有五年没有固定去。虽然我觉得我从小长大的时候，我记不太了什么时候没有去教会的。也不会说生病就不去 ，I guess 我们生病也就来教会 ，I feel like that， 除非真的很严重，所以我就觉得这是个习惯。But 我要出门，搬到这新的地方，我们要出门开始去教会的时候，其实真的对我很困难。And 我就觉得我去那边我在做什么？我只在顾我的小孩子，我也没有听到讯息，我也没有敬拜，我坐在那边在做什么？我就是在那边顾我小孩子，在家里比较容易，我可以听线上的，然后我还听得到主要跟我说的话。比较容易一点啦，我一边折衣服一边听，然后我就觉得很困难。我不是觉得我不应该，我觉得我应该去，只是就觉得出门很难。然后我一去这个教会，有很多优点，他们的很 community is strong， 就是很会关心，这个他们做得非常好。有很分小组，小组我们都不是就是很尴尬的坐在那边要谁要分享，那没有，他们都很爱分享，然后都可以就是生活在一起，我觉得生活得很自然。只是我觉得我去那边很不习惯，就是讲道那边的讲道可能我不用讲太多，只是反正我去的时候我就觉得对我是一个挣扎，我不是很想要听，所以我觉得到现在我都还在挣扎这一点。But 在这两年也是因为我的堂妹先生他跟我们分享一本书叫 The Gospel Centered Life， 我原本That's the one I forgot， 我刚刚有请他们这个不用放，这个跟是的，就先不要放，那些都不用，那个都不用打开，我等等我提到我在Anyway, The Gospel Centered Life, and then 他的系列还有一个叫 Gospel Centered Parent. 那我要分享我在这边读的。And The Gospel Centered Parent 跟我现在就是当妈妈有小，算是很开始当妈妈的时候。当然我们每天都在希望可以教他们生活的最基本的My Chinese is still not there. basic skills for life. And then 我们每天都希望他们可以学习怎么样去认识神。 But in this process, 我们在学这个的过程 this is where I need a little help in Chinese. 我开始读这本书的时候 the first chapter is called, or the first section is called Unless the Lord Builds the House. So I don't know if somebody just wants to translate this part for me. Psalm 127. 诗篇127篇Unless the Lord builds the house. So that's what this part is about. And we're somehow in the busyness of training our children to learn good manners, to do behave in public, do well in school, and be obedient to us. 要翻译吗？还是还行？要翻译吗？ Okay.OK, 好我就先继续了。Or, can you translate to Chinese for me? To Chinese, yeah. 需要吗？需要翻译到中文的话。对 我这一段可能都讲英文会比较容易。OK, I'll just do it in English. OK. Alright, somehow in the busyness of training our children, we forget the grand message that we are all broken by sin and need to go to Jesus, our Savior, forgiveness and help every day. We forget to live by faith in front of our children. So every day when we're teaching our kids, when I'm teaching my kids, it's such a big struggle because I've already told you 10 times, brush your teeth. I've already told you 10 times, go wash your hands. Don't touch, put your fingers in your mouth, and you just get so frustrated. And then I just get so angry. And 大家看到我觉得我很 nice. No, actually, I'm have very bad temper. And then I'll just lose it. But actually, before I got married, I wasn't really like that too much. I have my temper, but it's nothing like once you have kids. I had a friend say, when you get married, you see like the ugliness in your soul. And when you have kids, you see that it's ugly to the core.And it is so true. My 的婆婆问我 she's like, oh, man, just, I don't know, she's kind of, because 我的小孩子在发脾气的时候 and then I'm just so angry because it's in front of my in-laws. 在婆婆公公面前我就会更生气因为表现不好嘛我没有面子 and so, 我就说就是他就跟我讨论这个事情 and then 他说就是为什么他会发脾气是没有处罚他吗我说没有他会发脾气因为我会在家里发脾气。And that's it, because they learn from my example as well. And so, it's not so much that I don't face my sin, but I realize I don't face it to the core. And I'll say, I'm sorry to my kids. I say, I'm sorry. Sorry, I should have said it nicely. 我应该好好说, you know, but that's about it. But then I forget that this sin is not just towards my kids. This is my sin before God. Okay. I can do this. I can talk while I cry. So she's, this lady who wrote one of the authors of the book, when she was, like, all growing up, you know, they taught their kids, they're very devout Christians, their kids all went to church, they know the Bible, they learned everything, but when her daughter turned 18, she left. And she didn't go to church, she left God. She didn't just leave the family, she left God. And that face, they made her and her husband really face, like, what do we miss?What do we miss in our parenting? Of course, there's many, many reasons. 有很多原因可以发生这事情。But 他们在主面前在寻求主的时候、他们就、we've forgotten that we all stumble. And it's not just the children they need to ask. No, the parents as well need to ask God to create in them a pure heart. So she said...他的先生比他快其实我先生也比我快去了解他需要调整的地方他知道上帝的恩典在他生命中怎么活出来 I know that, right? 我从小到大都听到这个这是主的恩典我们得就是本乎恩不是我们的 not by our works, right? I know this stuff inside and out. But why is it that when I face my kids, that's not what they're getting from me? And one thing that kind of woke me up is like my son, 他最近, well, 上学压力很大, 我们还是不习惯台湾的学校, 功课非常多, 写不完, so that 他自己在学校有压力. Even though I don't give him pressure, I'm like, it's okay, we'll just tell the teacher, it's fine, it's too much. But then he's like, no, I have to finish it. So 他在学校有压力, and then 他在家里也有压力, to do what? To behave well, to obey his mom, and then 不要在外面, he can't like lose his temper in public. Now, especially, he knows I feel the pressure, especially in front of my in-laws, too. And so, like, I want them to behave extra well in front of the in-laws. And so, they feel all that pressure from me. And then 他就开始说这种话，他会说, and then he'll lose his temper, or he'll lie to me about something, or something happens, and he'll say, I'm just really bad. I just always lose my temper. I just always lie. And he starts saying that, and then that, like, I realize, I lost track of the gospel when I'm teaching my kids. And it's not like we don't read the Bible with them. It's not like I don't pray with them. I pray with them and we ask God for forgiveness. But what did I miss? I realized what I missed. It's the grace of the gospel for myself. So when these things happen, I realize, okay, I did that wrong again. I didn't do that well. And it's true. I shouldn't have yelled at them like that. I shouldn't have lost my temper like that. I'm so good. And those are all true, but what I that didn't take it to that next step is that I confess that sin before God and know that God completely, completely forgives us. And today, 我们四个都是, you know, it's communion today, so 很多, a lot about the cross. And the original book, Gospel Centered Life, has this diagram. And it's the cross like this. And then two lines above and below the cross that go like this. And so it's like when we start our Christian walk, the cross is very small in our lives. And we know. What does the cross mean? The cross means... Oh, give me 1 second. Okay. The cross means... We are sinners, and we cannot save ourselves. So at the cross, all of our sins are placed on Jesus. And he took all of our sins on that cross. And then out of that, we realize that's where, like, mercy is. Because at the cross, if we don't believe that we're forgiven, then the cross has no power. The cross is what? What Jesus did on the cross completely wiped us free from our sins. Our imperfections, our flaws, my everyday sins where I am showing imperfect love to my kids. And so I'm completely forgiven. And in God's sight, God just loves me and shows me grace. And it's okay because I'm not the one who's going to bring them to the Lord. That's God's job. For them to see who Christ is, that's God's job. So, and then as we grow in our Christian faith, what happens is we don't become more holy. Actually, what happens is we see how unholy we are, and the cross becomes bigger in our lives, and we know the depth of our sin versus the depth of his grace and love. Like, what we've been forgiven of is this. We thought the debt was this big, but the debt is far beyond what we can imagine. And see, so that's the diagram in that book. And the first time my husband saw it, 他没什么感觉，他看到这个，他就是哦，就是福音嘛, right? But in this last year and last couple years, like God has done a work in him, and he's the first to see this in my life is pride. This in my life is selfishness and greed. It's like, do we go to church? So that we can get blessed by God. Do we go to church because God will help us with our problems? Yes, God does help us with our problems. Yes, God blesses us beyond what we can imagine. But, like, why? What do we go to? What is? That's not the gospel.
We go to church to see that God has forgiven us this and then gives us power over this and gives us grace over this and that we can live freely because we are no longer shackled by our performance. We have to do this better.
我们要读经读更多，我们需要祷告祷告更多。Which is all true,
but we don't feel the guilt of that because God has forgiven us of all of those times, past, present, and future, where we put ourselves at the center and not Christ. And so, as he's learning this, 我在旁边我就说 ，like， 他跟我讲，他有时他会跟我分享 ，like what God's like changing in his life, and I'll be like, yeah, that's great, and he goes.Oh, 你已经知道了。I'm like, well, yeah, but, but then what God shows me is that, see, his heart is being changed by God. This is all in my head. I know all this stuff, but it's in my heart where every time I try to discipline my kids, even as I'm listening to my husband share about what God's doing in his life, it's not something that's here. And, So, the mother shows, the mother says, I'm almost done, I know it's already 12 something, sorry guys. Because I was a bit slower to see the gospel in my life. I was a bit slower, but God used her daughter's rebellion to expose my pride.A reliance on rules instead of God and judgment of others. It was a painful time, but when the Spirit brought deep conviction of my pride, arrogance and presumption, I knew that against you, only you have I sinned, God. The conviction and the cleansing was so powerful it sent me home to forgive my own mother who had brought destruction to my home and to ask my children to forgive me of all the legalism, the lifestyle of rule-keeping without reference to Christ in my life. So I realize that every time I parent without asking God to join me, that's my self-centered way of teaching my kids. Even, I think, the action could be the same. The action could be bring my kids, we pray, ask God to forgive, and then go to bed. I love you, go to bed. But if I don't have Christ with me when I do it, asking him for that grace to enter before I do that, it could be just like heart prayer, or I could actually pray it out loud. When I don't have that, that's what's missing. When my kids learn that, they learn, okay, I did it again. I have to say sorry. Okay, all right. Next day, try harder. It's try harder. And the last quote I do from this book is, would you say in the books of Psalms, when David, King David repents, would you say that David's repentance is about trying hard to do better or turning to God and trusting his mercy? And that is like what I realized for myself. Every time I repent, I trust in his mercy. And that is what I need to bring my kids to. Every time we pray together because they did something, they have to, afterward, they have to know that's God's mercy. It's done, forgiven. And as like, I have that grace for myself in my life, like that is my prayer that that flows through to my kids. So, that's what I want to share today. I pulled up a few, links. This is not completely relevant, but I just want to pull them up anyway. I was thinking about what I could do, because I know there's a few youth here, and it's hard. It's hard when we listen to the sermon or we don't understand it completely, or it's just really irrelevant to our lives. It's like I could be sitting here and I could say, this is the secret of the gospel of Christ. What does that mean? I don't know. In my life. So I was thinking about what I can do for the young people here, or for the even the little kids, like my kids. But I just share a few resources. These really, really helped me. Before I went to high school, or maybe my first year in high school, just before high school, I went to this Worldview Leadership Academy. And that one is for ages 13 through 19. I think they have an adults that goes up to, like young adults that goes up to 29. It's a 5-day camp. I know summer is over, so maybe next year. And then, so that was the first one. This is Worldview Leadership Academy. So it's worldview.org, but I had the links put back there so that it's easy access. And then the second one is Summit Ministries. These two were transformational in my life. They really solidified who God was in my life. And I knew, I grew up with this, I know in my heart, but I really, this is something I really needed to go through in order to know, how do I know? How can I trust God? How can I trust the Bible? So yeah, these are two resources for older kids. The Summit is usually for older kids, it's about 12 days long. And then the third link and the fourth link are books for young children. I introduced these to Amy Jean before. So this series is called The Very Best Bible Stories. And I would say just buy the whole set. And when you read them to your kids from the time they're really young, it teaches the Bible stories in a way that, like, gets to the heart of what it means. And, like, for the story of Jonah, this is me this year. I've been very much like Jonah running away. But the whole story of Jonah, Jonah is really angry at the end because the Ninevites repented and then God forgave them. And Jamie's like, see, I told you. I knew you couldn't forgive them. They don't deserve the forgiveness. And then God turns to Jonah. God doesn't say, how could you be so judgmental? I forgave you. You know, God says, basically shows him grace and says, I love all people because I created them, even grumpy people like you. And that's the last phrase of that book, the Jonah book. And then the last link is for slightly older, but I mean up through teenagers, whatever, reading these books, they really capture the theology so well, the theology of each of these stories. So I can't recommend them enough. Anyway, so, you know, church couldn't get a set, whatever. But these are just four resources, at least, that I've that I really, really highly recommend for youth and young kids. But thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the little extra time.
Okay, thank you. Can I turn on a light?